when we met here in Kampala with the government side, the problems of disarming ourselves, it will be there after we sign the agreement. And now we are negotiating that agreement. We can't disarm ourselves without an agreement, because we have to know what will be happening to the problem which we are the causes of the existence of our movement.
So what do you think are the problems? What are the causes of your movement, of your rebellion?
Yes, we are fighting for security in our side. You know that this part of Congo, the eastern part of Congo, there are many, many groups, foreign groups, who are killing, are raping, and we can't continue to accept this. Secondly, you know, we have many refugees outside. We have them in Rwanda, we have them in Uganda, we have them in Burundi and in Tanzania, and in other countries. We want those Congolese to be accepted as citizens of this country. And they have to come to use all their rights here in our country. We know also that we as communities in this part of Congo, we fight for a long time each other. And now we have to reconcile ourselves. The other thing is about the reconstruction of this part of Congo. You know that people who are in this part suffered for a long time. And we think that we have to give them an opportunity to get a job, to build dispensaries or hospitals, to build roads, to build schools. And this is why we are fighting.
You had asked for amnesty, but the government of the DRC says it does not grant amnesty to people who killed innocent people.
We agreed with the government of Kinshasa that we can't give amnesty to all people who killed other people. But about us, we didn't kill anybody. And you know, the government of Kinshasa used many propagandas in order to show that M23 doesn't have any plans